Now, there is a section in the world where it is not only legal, but almost expected that if you produce any product in that facility, then that product will also be replicated for other brands. And I cannot tell you this enough. You cannot authenticate a bag on feeling alone. Absolutely not, ever, 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 ever. And I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay, y'all. Okay, y'all, welcome back to the Luxury Investment Podcast. Thank you so much for clicking on this episode. If you are new around here, I talk all things luxury investments and how to make your closet into an investment portfolio. So if that is a bit of you, stick around and subscribe to this podcast. If you are visually inclined, I also upload a video version of these podcasts to my YouTube channel, which of course is also at Currently Carter. So definitely check out the channel there. Okay, let's get into it. How to tell if your bag is fake. Here's the deal, guys. There are so many different ways to authenticate a bag depending on the brand, which is why it is so confusing when you are buying from the pre-loved market and you're wanting to authenticate your bag or your scarf or whatever it may be. I wanted to go over a few of the tips and tricks of different things you need to be looking out for fakes, as well as to authenticate correctly. There is so much misinformation out there when it comes to trying to authenticate yourself, and there are so many third parties where one will say something is authentic and the next one won't. It is all over the place. So here are some of the basics on how to authenticate some of the most frequently purchased items from the pre-loved market, starting with Chanel bags. Let's get into it. Okay, so many collectors have this saying, the only thing consistent about Chanel is that it's inconsistent. They have changed their stamps, their style, their font, their lettering so many times throughout the years. It is insanely difficult to keep up. So I just want to go over a few of the basics, what you should be looking for, what are good, what I'm going to call green flags, and maybe some of the red flags. I don't want you to take anything that I say today as a definite absolutely, because for example, you cannot tell if a Chanel bag is fake purely on feeling. There are so many different leathers throughout the years, and even in that, within that same year, where maybe the hide or maybe the factory or whatever it may be made the leather feel a little bit different. Maybe they had a little bit of style change, meaning the inside of the bag was a little less structured from one year to another. That's a perfect example of that is the single flap jumbo versus the double flap jumbo. The single flaps are no longer made, but they do feel very different compared to the double flaps, even in leather, etc., because the inside of the bag is different. There's lots of different cases like this. So I do want you to kind of take what I'm saying for general knowledge and things you want to be checking for. There are very hard rules, but there's a lot of these things that you just want to be looking for as a combination to determine if something is most likely authentic. If you want to get it absolutely a definite sure, you for sure want to send it to someone that is trained in authenticity. If you buy something from, you know, a reseller from blank area, you bring it to your local consignment store and they go, oh girl, that's fake. Listen, listen. I cannot even tell you how many times just being a blogger, somebody will ask my opinion because they have the same story. And most of the time, these consigners, although they are very knowledgeable, of course, and have handled so many bags and different things, they are definitely a really good source. I would not say that any one store is a definite for sure. You want to get multiple opinions on something because there is just so much going into this that they don't understand maybe the background of where it came from. Or when you're talking about vintage Chanel, for example, if a consignment store might handle a lot of more modern Chanel and they're not used to handling vintage Chanel, then there's a lot of different elements in there that are very different to the modern Chanel that they might peg as fake, when in reality, it's just a very specific bag from, you know, a certain year that made that particular flap this way. I'll give you a prime example of this before I get into my tips. I'm going to get into specifics, but I do just want to give you kind of a general understanding of what I'm talking about. You don't want to take what I'm saying as Bible, but I do want to give you green flags, red flags, and tell you that you don't want to just listen to one person and let that be it. You want to have a well-rounded knowledge from a lot of different sources because that is going to be your best bet for sure going forward on how to authenticate yourself or how to at least know what to look for so you can decide whether this seller that you're going to buy from is legitimate or knowledgeable enough for your standards, for example. Let's get into some general tips and tricks on how to tell if your Chanel bag is real. Since we mentioned this a second ago, let's get into it. This is a Chanel single flap. And I'm going to tell you how to tell that this is a single flap versus a double flap from this visual right here. If you're listening on the podcast, I will explain it for you. I'm holding up right now the jumbo single flap that I own. It's in my personal collection. In the early 2000s, Chanel had about 4 years of production for the single flap. Now, the single flap means that it is a regular Chanel jumbo shape. It looks like the traditional classic double flap that most of you all know and love, except when you open it up, and I'll open it up here if you're watching on YouTube, it does not have the double flap underneath the top flap. When you open it up, it goes straight into the bag versus having that extra little flap in between the top flap and the center of the bag. Now, they did this for a few reasons. I think one, they were trying to create a less expensive bag for the customers, but it really didn't go over that well, and that is why they stopped production. But it does have some major highlights that a lot of collectors really love. Number one being it is much less heavy than the double flap in the jumbo because of the significant less amount of leather used on the bag. That insert of the double flap on the regular jumbo does produce a lot of weight for the bag. So when you fill this bag up with all of your items, it can get quite heavy quite quickly, especially on your shoulder. So if you're looking for like a daily wear bag, these have become extremely popular with collectors because they are great for the daily wear, exactly why I bought it. Now, there is a very simple way to tell if this bag is a single flap or a double flap just from looking at it without even opening it, and it is the top grommets. Now, these top grommets you'll see on the single flap if you're watching on YouTube are horizontal. Now, usually a double flap bag will have vertical ones. I'm going to show you again if you're watching on YouTube. This is a double flap in size medium, and you can see these are the vertical grommets right here versus the horizontal. I'll do a bit of a side by side for you. Vertical versus horizontal. Now, the horizontal is specifically for the single flap. Now, maybe somebody that wasn't as educated in Chanel might see the horizontal grommets on this bag and say, oh, that's definitely not a real Chanel bag. They should be vertical, right? That would be a classic example of somebody just not recognizing or not knowing the different kinds of bags that Chanel came out with and therefore accusing someone of having a fake bag that did not, right? Now, most of the time in a consignment store, for example, the owner of that shop is usually extremely well knowledgeable. They've been doing it for years and years and years, but you know, the few girls that they've hired to run the shop while she's out maybe aren't as knowledgeable. And those are the kind of typically stories that you hear from employees misunderstanding or telling somebody that their bag is inauthentic when in reality it is very real, it is very authentic. It just simply is a different style than they're used to seeing, right? Again, I'm just using that example because I've heard it many, many times in my DMs. And so I thought I would go ahead and say it publicly just in case you guys have had that similar experience. Obviously, there are so many absolutely extremely well knowledgeable boutiques and consignment stores. This is not a jab at them whatsoever, of course.
Hey, editing voiceover Carter here. I wanted to pop on and give you one more example that I think is actually even more common than the example I'm giving here. I just completely forgot to talk about it when I originally recorded this podcast, and it's probably the most common thing that happens in my DMs and something that I hear the most stories about. And it is you buy a vintage Chanel pre-loved on the resale market, and then you go into Chanel and you ask them to authenticate it. Now, Chanel can look something up in their system as far as the serial numbers, especially when it comes to ready-to-wear. These serial numbers go to a specific season, specific bag, so they can look it up. Now, not all sales associates have access to that computer or even understand fully how to do it. I want to kind of give a perspective of what a Chanel sales associate is. A Chanel sales associate most likely came from a place like Saks Fifth Avenue or Nordstrom or Bergdorf, and they have been hired from being a fantastic sales associate from a department store into a boutique like Chanel, and that happens with a lot of other luxury brands as well. Now, when they get hired into the boutique, they do have the experience from working in a box store or department store, but they have not been trained in authenticity whatsoever. They are not trained to be authenticators. Chanel does not allow them to say if anything is fake or real. They do not allow them to authenticate anything whatsoever. So when maybe your sales associate that you've become friends with has an opinion and you're asking for their opinion and they may say, oh no, like I've never seen that bag, that doesn't look real or something or whatever, it is absolutely not to be taken as absolute, because for sure they are not trained in vintage bags. And especially if they are not a collector themselves and haven't owned a lot of vintage bags, they really don't know the earmarks to look for. They might be fantastic for more modern bags and be able to spot something like a super fake because they've handled so many modern Chanel bags. But vintage Chanel, especially, I cannot tell you how many times someone has bought a like Series Zero Chanel and told me like a horror story that they went into Chanel and they told them their bag was fake. It is just so inaccurate. So many sales associates just have no idea the different styles throughout the year for Chanel because they're not meant to, right? They're meant to be there to sell. They're meant to be there to show you the brand new collections. None of their time is spent on vintage Chanel authentication whatsoever. So I just want to give that perspective for, you know, who a sales associate is, what their background probably is. So, you know, if you might ask that question, it is simply just an opinion and not coming from someone that is trained in authentication, even though they do work at Chanel. Now, that being said, you can absolutely ask your sales associate to look up a serial code number, especially when this comes to Chanel ready-to-wear, because the Chanel ready-to-wear tag has a code, and that code is associated with a specific season and specific item of clothing that will show up in their system. So if you buy, you know, a Chanel ready-to-wear piece, and it's a skirt, and in their system, that serial code says it's a jacket, then you know that either A, this is absolutely a fake, or B, somebody has switched out the tags and put it in another garment, or somehow, some way throughout the years, your Chanel skirt tag got switched out for the jacket tag when they were at the tailor's. You know, Chanel items do go through tailors quite a bit. I have seen that exact scenario happen. Now, that is quite time consuming for your sales associate to look up in their system. From my understanding, it's not actually that easy of a process to kind of look up. It's not just like really quick typing numbers in. So you might, you know, sort of know that and not maybe badger your sales associate, especially if it is a brand new sales associate to you. They might honestly tell you that they can't do that, that they don't know how to do that. And that's either because they're new and they simply truly don't know how, but it is possible they can look it up. But maybe it's, I don't know, a process that they have to get their manager involved with or whatever. I'm not totally sure. I just know that I've heard both things said to many people that they are not, that they cannot. And I'm here to tell you it is absolutely possible they can. I do not know about the purses, though. I don't know if the purses do show up in their system like the ready-to-wear does. But absolutely, I know the ready-to-wear is a process that they can fully look up based on the tag. But all this to say, just fair warning there, if you bring your Chanel bag into a Chanel boutique thinking that you are bringing it to an expert, you're not. You're simply bringing it to a fabulous sales associate that may or may not have as much experience as a authenticator has with vintage Chanel or modern Chanel. So sort of understand that going in, and I think you'll be way better off.
Now, first and foremost, you have a few different factors when you're talking about vintage Chanel. Number one is it has authenticity stickers. Now, the authenticity stickers throughout the years look very, very different. I highly recommend if you are on the hunt for a Chanel bag that you simply look up Chanel authenticity stickers and go on one of the many articles that will pop up for you on Google, where it will show you pictures of specific years and the difference between them. For example, the zeros within the serial stickers are very different from year to year. Sometimes they have a cross through them. Sometimes they do not. Different years, they used different kinds of things, which is why you always want to be able to cross-reference from several different articles, not just one, your bag and the numbers that are used against the pictures that you might see on several different articles, right? Next, you have authenticity cards. Now, if you know anything about Chanel Modern, Chanel has officially done away with authenticity cards, which is very, very interesting and quite a big move for Chanel. Now they do have a microchip that they can scan in the store with their devices, and it is a much better way to authenticate bags going forward into the future than the authenticity card is. And that is because authenticity cards are obviously just a piece of plastic with a print on top. It is quite easy to fake an authenticity card. What is not so easy to fake is the actual bag itself. There are several different ways and different things that you can check on a bag and look for green flags with. And there are red flags, of course. Some of the green flags is you want to count the stitching, for example. The stitching on the diamond quilting, each diamond will have a certain number of stitching depending on the size that you are looking at, a jumbo, a medium, a small, a mini, etc. So you can look these things up and verify like that. You can count each stitch, for example. That's a really good way to note on something that might be very easily mistaked on something like a super fake. Next on the list of things you want to note about a vintage Chanel bag is the 24 karat gold plated hardware. Now, Chanel stopped doing 24 karat gold plated hardware in 2008. Anything pre-2008 will have a 24 karat gold plate on top of it. They have symbols to represent that there is a gold plating on hardware. Again, there is several different markings to note it, but many of them, especially on the double flap, will be on the CC. Again, I will show you here just so you have a reference point for if you are watching on YouTube. Usually it consists of around three different lines or a square with like sort of a star in the center, or the square might be like a rectangle. There might be a little square. There's lots of different little symbols, and many times the reason they are different is because they came from a different factory within Chanel. If it's made in France, it'll have a certain symbol from a certain year. If it's made in Italy, it'll have a different symbol within a certain year, etc. Now you can very easily look up all those different symbols. Again, Google it, and then there's several different articles that will show you several different pictures of the different examples that they might have, but that is something you just kind of want to note. If you know this bag is pre-2008, then you might just look on the hardware, make sure that that is on the CC if you are buying a double flap, for example. Next is the zippers. Now, vintage Chanel zippers are a very specific brand before they transitioned over to making very specific Chanel-only zippers. I'll show you on this example here. This is a Chanel zipper. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see there's no major symbol on the part where the zipper connects to the zipper pull. And that is because this is a 2008. If you look at a vintage zipper, there is a very specific brand of zipper that Chanel used, and I will show you here. And that will look like this. If you are listening on the podcast, what I'm showing the viewers on YouTube right now is a almost wing shape to the zipper, meaning like the main part of the zipper that connects the actual pull will be sort of different lines in a sort of triangle shape on each side. If you look this up later on any of the articles, that my description will make a lot more sense to you. But it is essentially a very specific zipper that Chanel used on all of their vintage bags. That is a very good sign. That is a very green flag if you see the correct vintage zipper on a Chanel bag. Now, this bag that I'm showing right here is a 1998. And again, I want to show you something very interesting. The only thing consistent about Chanel is that it's inconsistent. The turn lock on this is obviously 24 karat gold plated. This is an absolutely 100% authentic Chanel bag. And as you can see, there is not a symbol on this turn lock. And that is because they mainly made those symbols specifically for the double flaps and not for the other styles. Why did they do that? Literally no one knows. It makes absolutely no sense. And again, somebody that maybe isn't as trained would look at that, you know, piece of hardware and say, oh, it doesn't have a symbol, it must not be authentic, when in reality, the double flaps are the ones that have the symbols. And if your bag is a vintage style that is not a classic double flap, it won't have it. You see how the misunderstandings happen so easily, even with the best intentions from someone who thinks they know Chanel very, very well. There is so much to learn. Now, at this point, I will say the best way to authenticate your bags is literally hold a lot of them. It gets so much easier. I remember when the very beginning of my journey, somebody saying that, like, no, like once you hold a lot of bags, it just becomes much more obvious. And that I cannot tell you how true that is. When you've held a lot of vintage Chanel, when you've held a lot of authentic Chanel, you just naturally become very sensitive to very small details. You might not even really recognize consciously. Subconsciously, something feels off. Then you start looking for the green flags. You start looking for the red flags. And boom, there you go. You can recognize something quite quite easily. Another, I will say, big deal is where your bag is coming from. You do want to make sure that your source is extremely well vetted, that the person you're buying from knows what they're doing to a very extensive degree, right? Are they a collector themselves? Have they been collecting for a long time? Do they like luxury, right? If they own a lot of luxury, it makes a lot more sense of them then venturing out to sell pieces on the resale market than it does somebody just trying to make money off of the resale market. Does that make sense? Because if somebody sees an opportunity, oh, I can buy this bag and I can sell it for more expensive over here, right? They develop a Poshmark, for example, or an Instagram page, and they don't actually have any well-rounded knowledge of the brand because they've never even owned the brand themselves or not necessarily interested in luxury pieces. They're trying to make money and they're not necessarily an expert because they like the product, they love the product, and that is the most dangerous person on the internet to buy from because they're in it for the business sense, and it will be much easier for them to miss something that is inauthentic than somebody that has been collecting for a long time and naturally started developing into that path. Does that make sense? Next on the list, I want to talk about the style of bag you're looking to authenticate, right? In Chanel, there is what we call the classic bag and what we call the seasonal bag. Classic bags are bags that Chanel comes out with every single season in different colors. That is the double flap, that is the trendy, that is the Chanel 19 is the newest one, that is the boy bag, the list goes on. These are all classic styles, meaning that the style of the bag is consistent throughout the years, and that style is going to stay the same. They're not going to change it. The only thing they're going to change or come out with a new version of it is the color. There's going to be a brand new color of Chanel 19 or a brand new color of the double flap. Now, the opposite of that is called the seasonal bag. Chanel will also release certain bags that are called seasonal bags, where it's just a fun, different bit of something from Chanel for a certain season. So for example, a 19P, right? They might come out with a bag specifically for 19P, which is, you know, a 2019 spring collection bag, meaning for only spring collection. They came out with a very specific style of bag in a color that is a seasonal only to 19P. When it turns into fall, they no longer offer that bag. It is only offered in that season. It's a unique style. They're not going to bring it back over and over again. It is only represented within that collection. Now, seasonal bags have been going around for a very long time. The likelihood of a super fake being made for a very specific style of a vintage seasonal bag, super unlikely. Super unlikely. Why? Because they're after money. The whole point of them producing a super fake is because they are going after a bag that a lot of people want. A lot of people want the classic bags. Not a lot of people want a very specific season from 1998 that's a vintage. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense for their numbers to produce fakes for a very niche bag. Does that mean it doesn't exist? Absolutely not. It totally does. But again, if I'm trying to give you tips and tricks on deduction and how to tell if you want to buy something, if it's not a classic piece, it's seasonal, it has a lot of green flags, you can very easily deduce it's authentic because the likelihood of that specific bag being replicated is unlikely and it has several other green flags, like it has the correct zipper and the stitching is correct, et cetera, right? Let's go into what a super fake is. Essentially, a super fake is a manufacturer that has taken a lot of time and detail to replicate a bag extremely well. Now, usually when you have inauthentic bags, they make them very cheaply, and therefore it's very easy to tell the difference between the authentic thing and the fake thing because one is made with very high quality leathers and materials and hardwares, etc., and the fake one is just a drastic difference, right? That's what many of us are aware of and know to be fake versus real. Now, there is a category in the middle here called a super fake, which is essentially a manufacturer that uses high quality materials and uses high quality hardwares to be able to replicate very, very, very closely to the real thing because, of course, there is an insanely high markup on these bags. That's not lost on any of us, right? The actual manufacturing cost of this bag is, I mean, a fraction of the cost of what it cost in store. So there is quite a big margin opportunity difference there, meaning very easily a manufacturer can make the bag that costs, let's say, $25 to make, right? and they might sell it at $3,000 instead of Chanel selling it at $8,000. They're still making a very, very large amount of money on their original investment, but it is not as expensive as the Chanel bag in stores, meaning people will buy that bag because it's a good deal and they think it's real, but in reality, it is a super fake. It is not made in the same facility as the actual Chanel bags are by the artisan, etc. Now, there is another little caveat to this subject that I find quite interesting. There is a section in the world where it is not only legal, but almost expected that if you produce any product in that facility, then that product will also be replicated for other brands. It doesn't necessarily matter if you have a patent, because the patent is, though it may be global, it is only enforced in the US. China, for example, now this is not all of China by any means or stretch of the imagination, but I do know from personal experience in manufacturing or different clients that I have in manufacturing where they will have a design for a dress, for example, and they will manufacture it in China. And then that same pattern, that same dress will be found on another Chinese, you know, website, different brands, et cetera. And that is very much just a normal business practice for a lot of manufacturers. I'm saying this because there is a very interesting turn here where if something is made in the same exact facility that the original authentic bag purse is made, is it technically fake, right? We know this from China that many times manufacturers will make the same exact thing, even though, you know, they have a patent on it and it's technically illegal in the US or wherever else. It's kind of basic business. Every once in a while, they'll do kind of a big coup in China to like say, oh no, like we don't do this, but it is very normal practice, right? It isn't even considered something bad. It's just normal business. It's what they do. Now, again, this isn't specifically towards China. I'm just telling you how the actual industry works. And again, I know this very personal hands-on experience. I deal with a lot of clients that do business with different manufacturers, and I'm sure this happens other places. I'm not singling out China whatsoever, but I'm just kind of giving you, again, the general terms of how things work in the manufacturing industry. The question that I want to bring up is if this, let's say, Chinese-made snow globe that Chanel literally has made from a Chinese factory, if that same Chinese factory made multiple more of those snow globes and then, you know, sold them to a third party to sell on another website, et cetera, right? Is it fake if it's from the same manufacturer? It's a very interesting question. I think there is that we're really getting into a gray line there. If it's plastics, I kind of like stay on the side of, I find that very interesting because there's not necessarily any difference between plastics that you can tangibly say, this is real, this is authentic, this is not. When you're in leathers, I think there are very specific things that will make something authentic and will not make it authentic, being the artisans. Are they trained to make Chanel bags? Now, many times, especially when you're talking about Chanel leather goods, they are manufactured specifically in Chanel factories by Chanel-trained artisans. That is a totally different world, right? Now we're no longer talking about plastics. We're not talking about something that is sent as a gift that is supposed to be just kind of a nice thing. It is a handcrafted piece of art, if you will, because there is an artisan, there is a person trained to do things in a very specific way for that bag. Hermes, for example, is the same way. They have their own specific factories where their own artisans are trained very specifically on how to do something, the inside of a bag, the stitching, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where I think you can very much get into a strong definition of something real and versus fake. I'm going over this because I find this is an interesting argument, but I wanted to bring up that point to you and kind of explain to you the background industry of how things happen, because I think there's a lot to be learned out of that. If you understand how things come to be, then it's easier for you to determine what side of the fence you sit on for yourself whenever you're buying something in future, etc., right? Now, let's talk about modern Chanel bags. Modern Chanel bags do feel extremely different than vintage bags. And now I do want to mention this because I have heard of people authenticating bags based on the feeling. And I cannot tell you this enough. You cannot authenticate a bag on feeling alone. Absolutely not, ever. And I'm going to tell you why. Because vintage Chanel bags, the leathers are insanely different. And there is a reason for that. The leathers that manufacturers used were much higher quality because the leather availability at that time were much higher quality than the leather availability now. There's several different reasons for that. Food, I'm sure, is one of them. The overall industry as a whole was a lot slower. There was a lot less to fulfill. There was just less industry. And when you have less industry, you have more options for materials like that. Now, materials are much more scarce as far as the kind of leather that you are picking from. Even if it's the highest quality options you have, that highest quality really might be nowhere near what the highest quality leather was 30 years ago, which is why the leather now very often feels very, very thin and much like they have a large coating on it. There also could just be literally cutting cost. They're using half the leather density as they used to on bags because that's a really good way to lower cost and meet quotas with your investors, et cetera, right? Lots of different things go into this, but I will just say there is the biggest difference. So if you're used to filling vintage bags and all of a sudden you feel a bag from 2014 and you're like, that's fake for sure. Honestly, it is probably not fake. 2014, there's just a giant difference between that and vintage bags, right? That's kind of just my personal year. I feel like from that year on is really where you started seeing the biggest difference in leathers, specifically the lambskin leather. Again, that's just an opinion. That isn't, you know, anything to be set in stone. Next, in authenticating modern Chanel bags, because you don't have as many things to reference, like the 24 karat gold plating hardware on the front, you do have different styles that you do definitely want to look for. Again, the stitching is a big one. This is what the CC turn lock looks like on my Chanel Trendy. You'll see there's a little plate on the front that says Chanel. There's many other modern bags that do not have that plate, which again is why it is so inconsistent. You're not necessarily looking for hard marks. You're looking for green flags. The sticker is correct. The hardware is correct. The weight of the hardware is correct. The inside stitching on the CC is correct, right? Another big tell is you want to look for the little details that are consistent throughout all the bags and look for specific lettering. For example, when you flip a bag up that has a turn lock, the underplate of the turn lock will have Chanel Paris. Is the Chanel Paris in the wrong orientation? Does it say Paris Chanel instead of Chanel Paris, right? Now, you do want to make sure that the plate hasn't been taken off and someone put it back on that didn't realize that the orientation needs to be from left to right, for example, right? It'll just be upside down. I'm just saying that just in case you see your bag and you're like, oh my God, it's wrong. It's probably correct if you flipped it around, right? But like, is the actual wordage in the wrong place? Does the font of Chanel Paris look off? Do the screws look off? Do the grommets in some way look like a different color from the actual chain? The chain and the grommets should have the same aging, things like that, right? We're looking for green flags. We're looking for major signs or red flags that do not line up or not enough green flags to make a decision to buy something, right? Now, once you have enough green flags under your belt to decide to purchase a bag, but you're still a little weary, you're less confident in your skills, I would absolutely suggest you sending it to an authenticator. Now, not all authenticators are created equal, okay? There's a lot of authenticators that are like, you know what? I know enough about Chanel and I'm going to charge $35 for me to look at pictures and for me to tell you what I think. And really what's happening there, right, is they could be an absolute expert and be wonderful, but it is an opinion. You know, at the end of the day, they're just simply charging you for their opinion, not their definite understanding, because they're not holding the bag. They're looking at photos. They have enough knowledge, meaning that they've looked at enough articles and maybe they own a store, they've held enough bags, something like that. And they're like, yeah, you can pay me for my time, right? My expertise on my opinion. But I do want to make sure you understand that that is what you're paying for. You're paying for an opinion and not an absolute definite yes or no. This person has spent the time looking at articles and holding specific bags or whatever their background is that they have, you know, justified being an authenticator. And that is why it's always best to get multiple opinions or at least get an expert opinion as alongside many, many green flags that you have looked up yourself. I definitely highly recommend for you to do your own research. Not only is that going to save you so much money in the future, being able to determine if a bag is most likely authentic or not, and whether a good deal is truly a good deal or if it is a fake disguised as a good deal, right? If I ever, ever have a question, I will always send my bag to leather surgeons because leather surgeons literally opens bags, right? They open bags because they are a spa. So they are constantly literally opening the bag from the inside out, replacing leather. They do like full on restoration spa work, right? And when you have an authenticator that not only sees a ton of Chanel bags, right, coming in every single day, but you have the added benefit of them seeing the inside of bags, which many self-proclaimed authenticators will not know the difference between, right? They don't know that this particular cotton was never used in that particular bag and this doesn't make sense, or this particular stitch on the inside of the bag doesn't make any sense and all the other Chanel bags that they've worked on don't have that stitch there, right? I personally think that is a much better way to definitely be sure the authenticity of a bag if you're giving it to someone that has the opportunity to see the bag in a completely different way than maybe you do. And that's why I send them to them. They also have a contract with Chanel in the US where Chanel, if they are not sending something off to France to be repaired, they do work with local craftsmen and they have that contract with Chanel in the United States where Chanel will send them their bags to be repaired. Again, specifically the ones that do not need to be sent to France for repair. Anything minor, they will always use local craftsmen. Same thing goes for shoes if you didn't know that. And anyways, I love them. I think they're absolutely wonderful. I do talk about them a lot. I am absolutely not sponsored by them. I probably should be at this point because I love shouting them out because I just think they do really great work and they're the only ones that are allowed to touch my Chanel bags. Another great way to get reassurance on if your bag is authentic is looking up the runway shows. I cannot tell you how many times I've like questioned whether something was real or not. And then I looked it up in a runway and sure enough, boom, it's there on the runway. Now this is time consuming, but absolutely if it's a big purchase and you have the time, I highly recommend going through those runway footages. There's many YouTube channels on, you know, Chanel runways, but even better if you can get your hands on runway books. Those are like gold dust to so many Chanel collectors because especially if you're trying to authenticate things like jewelry or blazers, ready to wear, etc., many times they are featured in a runway book. You know, sometimes it's hard to see because it's an earring and it's a picture of the whole outfit, right? But many times you can take a magnifying glass and just kind of come through the pages, look at the different pieces that they are wearing, and it will give you a much better, well-rounded idea of what an authentic Chanel piece is and what it's not. The green flags that you will see on there just sort of subconsciously and red flags that you might come across on the internet or when someone is showing something specifically and you're like, wait a minute, I've seen what that is supposed to look like. It's from winter 1994 and it looks different than that. I feel like I'm unsure about that one, right? I wouldn't necessarily, you know, go as far as calling anybody out. Like I said, there is so much inconsistency. And even within a piece, like that was probably not even the best example because I'll tell you, there's like a brooch, for example, that will be shown in the runway. And then they had a few different variations of that brooch in 1994, one with a cross, one without a cross, whatever, similar to what they do in current seasons. They'll have a similar brooch. One will have charms and one will not, right? So I wouldn't say like, oh, well, that doesn't look authentic. I'm saying certain tell signs of what a vintage piece should look like, what it should feel like, especially if you're buying a lot of them or holding a lot of them. There are just ways to better help yourself be able to authenticate by yourself and be a much more educated buyer when you're doing these kinds of researches and different things. And again, if not, you're buying from someone who does, right? Like this is what I do for fun. It's what I've been doing for a long time. I can tell you the weirdest random facts about Chanel because I enjoy it myself. I've been buying and only buying for myself for a very long time, right? So there are people who are in this that do this that you might be willing to purchase from because it is their hobby, it is their collection, they love it versus, you know, a random seller on Facebook or Poshmark or something that might not have that education behind them. I think who you buy from is very, very important. And that would be a good way to start educating yourself if you have the time to look at runway shows. With that being said, let me know what you think about that. I found that really, really interesting. And I'm going to wrap it up here. I know I had a lot to say about Chanel, but if you're interested in this topic and you want me to dive deeper into very specific things about bags, I'd love to do that maybe in a future podcast episode. Or maybe we can talk about general green flags for other brands like Louis Vuitton and Fendi, etc. Let me know if you guys want to hear share that podcast down below in the comments of the YouTube video or on my podcast ratings. While you're down there, pretty please rate this podcast as 5 stars. It really, really helps out a brand new podcast like mine. And thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will see you in my next one. Bye.
So here are some of the basics on how to authenticate some of the most frequently purchased items from the pre-loved market. I almost had it. I was so freaking close. I almost had it. Now they do have a microchip that they can scan in the store with their Devoit. What did I just say? With their Devoit. Okay. Finish the word. No.